This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Danica.
And Johnson.
That's right. It's Ian's night off, so you've got us.
I'm very sorry.
You can call in and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the this live edition of Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-FREE, and that free at the end is numbered out, 3733, so that's 855-450-3733. Also, you can call in using Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. If you call in with Skype, you'll just have to send a friend request first, and then we can, we'll take care of that one within a few minutes, and then you can go ahead and call in. It sounds better. That's username lrn.fm. And I've got some really great news, guys. The system is working. For the first time ever, a prosecutor, I assume this is in the United States, will go to jail. Well, I know it's in the United States. I assume this is the first time ever in the United States. Will go to jail for wrongfully convicting an innocent man. The system's working.
For once.
Yep. Well, I'm ready to take victories where I can get them, and large or small, and you'll see just how small this victory is. Today in Texas, this is from Huffington Post, a former prosecutor and now judge, Ken Anderson, pled guilty to intentionally failing to disclose evidence in a case that sent an innocent man, Michael Morton, to prison for the murder of his wife. When trying the case as a prosecutor, Anderson possessed evidence that may have cleared Morton, including statements from the crime's only eyewitness that Morton wasn't the culprit. Anderson said sat on this evidence and then watched Morton get convicted while Morton remained in prison. Really get convicted. No, he had him convicted.
Right. Because he had no interest in justice whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, really, what should happen is that this person should also be disbarred immediately.
Well, I'm not exactly sure whether that's going to happen, but he's certainly stepping down as a judge. Let's see, for the next 25 years, Morton was in prison. Anderson's career flourished and eventually became a judge. In today's deal, Anderson pled to criminal contempt and will have to give up his law license, perform 500 hours of community service. By the way, Ian, filling out government paperwork in the wrong order when getting his driver's license, is doing 100 hours community service. So this gives you some idea of what we're talking about. 500 hours community service and spend 10 days in jail for sending a man to prison for 25 years.
Wow.
Does this at least open him up to civil suit?
Yes, it probably would. I would think it would. But I'm just stunned at the disparity here. So first he gets to plead out. I believe the plea bargains in and of themselves are wrong. They're immoral. They cheat everybody except for guilty criminals and government bureaucrats whose job it is to take guilty people to trial. Those are the only two people that make out with a plea bargain. So he should have to get his day in court, sit in front of a jury, and as far as I'm concerned, he should face the time that the man sat in prison.
I agree. He loses 25 years of his life, and the man that wrongfully convicted him only gets 10 days?
10 days. Now, it's possible the jury could have found him guilty anyway, even if the information hadn't been given. So I suppose maybe you could claim that there's some kind of mitigating circumstances or something. But if he had to spend a month for every day that this guy, for every month, for every year this guy was in prison, it would be at least some kind of deterrent, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And that's just random and arbitrary, you know, make it some percentage. I just made it a 12th because, I don't know, month and year, 1 month, 1 year. It's completely arbitrary. But it certainly should be a heck of a lot more time than 10 days.
I totally agree. 10 days, that's nothing.
Yeah. So what makes today's plea noteworthy, excuse me, here is not that Anderson engaged in misconduct that sent an innocent man to prison. That happens all the time with prosecutors and police officers that, you know, they aren't ethical. They take their constitutional obligations and just toss them out the window. But this is, in fact, the what's newsworthy is the and novel about today's plea is this, that the prosecutor was actually punished in a meaningful way for his transgressions. So this author here, who's it coming from? Mark Godsey. He says, I give speeches about the innocence movement and tell stories from real cases all around the world, no matter where I am. When I finish speaking, the question usually is, what happens to the police officer or prosecutors who did this to this poor guy? The answer is almost always nothing. Or worse, the police officer was promoted and is now chief of his department.
Or gets paid leave of some kind.
Yeah, all these things. Generally, it's, you know, this is it. I mean, it generally, they get off, and I guess the question I have you ever said to yourself, well, our system's broken, but it's the best one in the world? And if that's what you've said, does that have any how messed up is justice on the planet if this legal system that we have is the best one in the world? I may even believe that statement, but that's like saying I have the best form of cancer. Having cancer really stinks. The judicial system that is a monopoly is not serving us, and government bureaucrats who are paid and incentivized to send people to prison get there's no disincentive for doing something wrong.
I wonder how many people there are out there, though, that would like to see a system of justice where it's like, well, I think she has magical powers, and therefore we should, you know, tie a log to her feet and throw in the water and see if she floats. You know, like an actual witch hunt.
Because witch hunt, yeah.
I do feel like there are probably a lot of people who think that that's how justice should be still. You know, that these, like, you know, absolute Luddite kind of, you know, throwback, anachronistic, you know, people who are like, want to see justice but carried out like it was in the Dark Ages. Off with his head!
I can't imagine there's that many people out there that are like that. Let's go to the phones, though. We got Adam calling in. I guess there was that Colbert Report out with the Robin Hooders. Adam wants to talk about that, and it's probably a good idea for us to talk about that. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I don't know if I'm the first person calling in about this.
But
you are.
I actually just watched it like 5 minutes ago on.
Give me a recap of what happened to you here?
Pretty much, he talked about the whole Robin Hooding incident. He made you guys look like a bunch of fools.
Right.
Oh, we've seen it.
This is the Colbert Report. He puts a segment up, and they're talking about Robin Hooding. Essentially, he introduces it and takes it out, but, you know, it's its own freestanding piece. And in it, there are quite a few of the local free keeners that are featured. Ian gets his picture taken. But, you know, it's interesting how they kind of switch around as to who's who. They certainly, I think that it was in a very, you know, portrayed Freekeeners in a very bad light. Ian seems delighted with it, and there's an article at freekeen.com that he has put up about the hilarious bit. So, you know, that's that. What are your thoughts, Adam?
I'm a big supporter of Free State Project, and I love the whole idea of Robin Hooding, because it is kind of like legalized theft in a certain way, and it's just kind of revenue collection. And I don't think it really serves the public good to, you know, charge people all this money just for making the mistake of putting one pew or quarter in. But I just wanted to call in to see if you guys were gonna like address it.
Well, I'm not going to play it, but I'd be happy to talk with you about it. First off, are you a signer of the Free State Project, Adam?
Yes. I'm trying to move up there. I'm on the other side of the Berlin Wall down in Mass.
Yep. We don't actually have a wall, people. The people from Massachusetts can come across and buy liquor and cigarettes at a lower price if that's what they want to do, and fireworks.
Well, I grew up in Nashua, and I joined the military, and I came here to go to college, and et cetera, et cetera. I'll eventually end up there with you guys. So
I'm curious, how did your military experience affect you?
Well, before I joined the military, I was a big, I love statism. I watched Bill O'Reilly all night, and and I read some books by Ron Paul, and I got switched over to the whole libertarian mindset, and ever since then, I've just been loving it.
Adam, we'll talk about it. Thanks for the call, and thanks for bringing it up. 855-450-3733. Did you see the video from freaking on Colbert Report?
Special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
one 855 450. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. Here on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
Danica.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. In the last segment, What was the caller's name? I've forgotten his name now. I didn't write it down. Apparently, you guys.
I want to say Andrew.
Adam.
And Adam. Adam. Okay. Yes.
So Adam. Name.
Adam called in about the video that was done by Colbert Report, and I put it on our Facebook page. You can get to it at facebook.freetalklive.com. And it is by the Colbert Report, and it's featuring the Free Keeners doing Robin Hooding, and it basically calls them a bunch of douchebags and a variety of other names, a-holes, you know, the whole bit. And Johnson, can you explain what Robin Hooding is before we go on any further?
Sure. Robin Hooding is going around in front of the meter people in an attempt to feed the meters before the meter reader can reach the meter and issue a ticket.
Yep. So they feature the Free Keeners. They talk to Randy Filio, who's a local politician, and they basically
and they talk to a lot of really violent, thuggish. Real douchebags. The people that they featured in that video, the people, like, if you look up some of the people that they, like, if you know, you'd have to know who they are on site, because some of them have, some big-name personalities, but certainly featured on freekeen.com, for attacking people with violence. And yet, that's funny that those are the people that the Colbert Report tended to feature, are the people who are out there violating the law with physical attacks on peaceful people.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to call this dishonest hit piece a dishonest hit piece, but that's exactly what it is.
Oh, it's exactly honest as I thought it would be from the Colbert Report. And, you know, I'm taking a stand against the Colbert Report.
It's funny. Admittedly, I was amused. I was also irritated at the Free Keeners for, you know, this piece and being part of it. Obviously, there's nothing that I'm going to have it to do with it. I do not consider myself to be part of Free Keen, mainly because of stuff like this. Bad decisions is what I consider it to be. What do you guys think? You Free Keen, do you ally yourself with it, or do you find yourself wishing you weren't?
I'm not really allied with it. I've considered whether or not I wanted to write for Free Keen in the past. And, you know, again, there is something to be said for whether or not you want to have a personal relationship with the people of Keen, and certainly people are going to have a problem with you. Some people, I should say, not all people, but really there's a subset of people that could have a problem with you if you are associated with Free Keen. Now, what I found out recently I've started basically assisting with the, there's a thrift store that's open in town run by James Cleveland.
And, Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Of Free Keen.
And what is amazing to me is the number of people that I had no idea who exist in Keen who really, really don't like some of the bureaucrats and don't like some of the stop Free Keeners.
I see.
They have been coming in droves to be like, we support you, and, you know, F those people. Those people who are lying and naysaying, they get it. There's a ton of people in Keen who get it, and I had no idea that they existed.
Yeah, well, the thing about the Robin Hood controversy is that there's certainly been some incidences where Free Keeners have said some things that, can be interpreted, if taken in a soundbite, as, confrontational to the meter mates.
Sure.
Now, the idea that this is what they do all day long, ridiculous.
Right.
It's not what they do all day long. The vast majority of the time, they carry cameras around in order to protect themselves from things that might be said. And if you take excerpts outside of a conversation, like, for instance, how do you, you and your military service. Well, how do you feel about my military service? When you ask a question, somebody may give you an answer, right?
Right.
And the answer may not be what you want to hear. Now, that answer that they give does not mean that they are insulting you. You have asked them a question.
Right.
You know, I mean, if I run around asking people if they think I'm overweight or have big ears, some people are going to say yes.
Right.
And that's not an insult. Mm-hmm. It's not like somebody came up and said to me, you're fat and have big ears. It's just, I've asked. So, there's certain circumstances where that's occurred. And then the Colbert Report, with some really great editing and a really pretty funny video, goes and makes it seem like everything that's ever happened between the Robin Hooders and the city bureaucrats is always negative.
But we can credit Colbert Report for coining the term the Afro-kissed. I mean, that's brilliant.
Right. Garrett Ian, who is one of the Robin Hooders, has a big, giant head of hair, and it sticks out like an afro, and he says on the video that he self-identifies as an anarchist, and so they call him the Afrokist.
I mean, the other funny thing, the other funny, you know, the dishonesty of this report, Colbert report, which so much of his material is so dishonest, if you know what's going on, you know, is in being in radio, I've had to pay attention to the news for years and years and years, and when you watch Colbert Report and you know, actually know the truth behind a lot of stories, and you've actually read both sides, you know, you look at international news, and you really get a clear picture of what's going on, you start to see, like, wow, that's a lot of lies in that last report. It's almost like watching Alex Jones, but from the liberal perspective, you know, it's like, hey, he's lying, you know, well, or he's bending the facts.
I've never caught Alex Jones in a, like, full-on lie. I've seen, you know, what I consider to be a you know, liberal interpretation of the facts, but
sure, but that's exactly what Colbert does. It's not, you know, it's not necessarily an outright lie. It's just extremely dishonest. It's just like, oh, well, I can, you know, oh, well, he must be a Bilderberger because he's affiliated, and this person bought a hamburger from him one time, so therefore they have a business association. It's just like, come on, that relationship is doesn't even make sense.
And
that's
just
the type
of
example. But yeah, exactly. I don't want to get off on it either. What I wanted to bring up and what I was saying there is, for example, you know, you brought up the Africanist name, and they call, they made fun of James about the, you know, being the mastermind. Yeah. That wasn't a name. You know, they implied in the report like he was giving that name to himself. No, that's because people have been calling him the mastermind and the leader. And so the reason why he said that is he's like, I guess you could call me the mastermind because that's what everyone else has been calling me, which is the part that they cut out of that. I know what he was talking about because it's the same thing that goes on when everybody says, Ian's the leader.
Yeah. Well, and another thing they do is they show a bunch of sort of Republican talking heads talking about smaller government and that kind of thing before they show what, you know, the intro to the Free Keen piece. And suggesting that these guys are teabaggers or whatever it is that they might be suggesting. This could not be further from the truth. Also, I love how Colbert quotes Jefferson in the beginning, the government that governs the least governs the best or whatever the quote is. Why doesn't he do an expose on Thomas Jefferson? Really? Why doesn't he go out and lampoon, eviscerate a founding father? Like, there's all kinds of things you can do. There's the poor black lady that he basically indentured and had sex with or whatever the story is. You know, go out there and do it, Colbert. Take a stand, man.
Right.
You know, but it's to me really what this is a bunch of cheap shots lined up one after another, and they come to a conclusion that the poor meter maids, they've got one of them in there that quit the job and that was in the military, and they're suggesting essentially that the Robin Hooders exacerbated his PTSD or whatever, and drove him from the force. But I ask you, if you think that parking can be done differently in your town, and you know that the town fathers want nothing to do with listening to you, how are you going to go about getting that changed? How would you do it? How do you change things in your town? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. And you can call us on Skype on lrn.fm. That's our username is lrn.fm. And we've actually got a situation here where we have an inmate calling in. So I want to get straight into the call because he's got a limited period of time that he can talk. And so I'm going to jump him to the front of the line. Matt, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I just called to talk about something that's kind of going on with me and let people know about Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE.
What in the world could you possibly have to do with ICE?
Well, ICE is responsible for anything that goes on the Internet, because the Internet crosses international borders. So ICE has taken the Internet as their purview.
All right, this is seeming strange, but I guess I see some kind of logic to it.
And they got me for 26 photos on my computer, which were essentially nudist camp photos. But if you want to fight them, you'll do 30 years in prison. And as it is, they gave me 10.
So are these photos, I guess they're photos of kids at a nudist camp?
Yes.
Okay. So this is one of the things I've always thought was really strange in our world of hyper concern about sex crimes and that kind of thing.
Right.
Kids can go to nudist camps and they can see naked people. And there's pictures taken at nudist camps. There's all everything happens at a regular camp at a nudist camp, right?
Right.
So they interpret. How do they find these pictures?
They tracked them to my computer.
So you sent them to other people then?
No. They searched my house.
Okay. Why'd they search your house?
It was a domestic disturbance with my wife.
All right.
And they just. they go rooting through your house. I have some prior drug convictions.
So they felt at ease to go through all your stuff?
Right.
And they found these pictures?
Yes.
So how old are these kids in these pictures?
Any age from, probably small kids like 2 or 3 all the way to just old people.
Oh, okay.
This isn't like there was – the government even notes in my sentencing thing that there was no sexual activity.
Oh, yeah.
These were people just walking around and so forth.
So if they note that, it would seem like it would be difficult for them to get a conviction out of it.
No, because the law is that if you track it all the way through the case law, it's any child pornography is anything your federal judge says it is.
All right.
That's case law.
What a federal judge says it is?
Yes.
Okay. So
your particular federal judge.
At that point, you're leaving yourself open to whatever the interpretations are of that particular judge, right?
Right.
Okay. I can see why that would be a little concerning to you, but, it's difficult when you take the plea because people,
my wife wanted me to take it to trial, but as soon as we got ready to go to trial, instead of possession, they charged me with receipt distribution, which just means that you received them using a computer. You're guilty.
Got it.
And that adds 5 more years.
Swell.
And my federal defender told me my chances of winning the case, any federal case, are 2 in 1,000.
Yeah, the chances are of taking something to trial. It gets very difficult. It's strange to note in this country where far fewer than 1% of cases that arrests ends up at trial. Far fewer than 1%. That means that it would seem to me that the people who are most likely to take it all the way of the, I don't know, let's call it 0.5% of people, the 0.5% of people that will take it all the way, it would seem like those people would be most likely to be guiltless. You know, those people are the ones that say, no, I'm not going to take your plea bargain because I am not guilty. Surely there are some that are guilty that want to take it all the way to trial, no doubt about it, but it just seems like it. And of those people, in felony cases, I can't speak to misdemeanors, in felony cases, the jury still finds them guilty 2 out of 3 times.
Actually, my attorney said your chances of winning at a trial in the feds are 2 in 1,000.
I just can't believe that the numbers of people that take a case to the federal, that 1,999 cases that the people that actually go to court are found guilty.
Call it from a federal prison.
It's authentic. people that actually take it to court are found guilty, and only 1% or 0.1, or excuse me, one of those people goes free.
Well, at least in the Eastern District of California in Fresno. I mean, he was just speaking, I think, there, but it's 998 cases in 1,000 will result in a guilty verdict.
Well, it's tough to imagine even that when you're talking about trials.
Right.
I believe that in cases that might be true because people take plea bargains and they're guilty.
Perhaps.
So, yeah. Nonetheless, so so you got arrested for this stuff. What's up?
Right. And so I got 10-year sentence. And then just kind of as a footnote, Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE, the ones that arrested me, put an immigration detainer on me.
An immigration detainer?
Yes. I was born in Bakersfield, California. My parents, both born in the United States.
California is not yet a foreign country. I'm just telling people in the East Coast. I'm just letting them know
even
that. California really is part of the United States of America. Go on, Matt.
Yes. And so this is something they do to harass people, to try to prevent them from making bond.
Why would they do that to you if you took a plea?
No, this is before I even took the plea. They did this to me when they arrested me.
I see.
And then, then I took the plea and I got 10 years in prison. That was back in 2011. And then a couple of months ago, I get this notice of proposed debarment, which debars me from government contracts.
What is a debarment?
Yes, debarment is what they use to prevent people who commit crimes, like, say, in the securities industry, like prevent them from ever working for an investment bank.
Gotcha.
Things like this. I've dug through case law after case law. This is always financial stuff. It's about, they're basically saying,
what's it going to do to you?
Well, it'll prevent me from getting any loans, scholarships, or benefits or contracts with the government, which I presume they're after my veterans benefits, maybe. I mean, like my VA loan or something. I don't get disability or anything like that. But the other thing is it prevents you from working for anybody who is a beneficiary of any loans or contracts from the government or grants, like colleges or companies that have, like Lockheed or somebody like that, that has a corporate contract.
When you start running the numbers on people who work for companies, you know, if you consider that anybody who works for a company that works for the government as essentially being somebody on the government dole, your numbers are starting to move into the more than 50% range of people in America.
Right. And see, the thing, too, is or a subcontractor of those persons. And there's specific case law that speaks about, like, a college that gets grants from the government. You can't even be a janitor.
Right. You can't be for the company that works for the college as the janitorial staff.
Right. You couldn't even get a job, say, Aramark, if you wanted to work in the cafeteria.
What do you do about this?
No. And it's not that I'm not, I'm already enough of a social pariah, with a sex offender.
Right, sure. You're now a sex offender, not just a sex offender, but a child sex offender.
Right. And now I have to, I don't want to be a parasite. I just want to work when I get out,
I think you're going to work holding the sign on the side of the road that says, we'll work for change. If this thing is described the way you're talking about, I can't imagine what you can do. Can you undo this debarment thing?
I'm fighting it right now. What it comes right down to is, it finally came down to a single paragraph in their answer that basically says that,
I can't quote it. I've only got about 30 seconds here.
It is the act of wrongdoing that is relevant to the protection of the federal interest and which indicates a lack of business integrity or business honesty.
Matt, what do you want people to do about it?
What I would like to do is I'd like anyone that has any information out there to pass it on to me. And or if anybody knows an attorney that knows anything about this, I'd like to know their, get their contact information. If I could, I'd like to give you an email address.
They can send the information. They can send whatever their contact is to me at mark@freetalklive.com. Matt, I really appreciate it. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Okay.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, how did I become so fat?
If you're a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, please call the Amberin hotline now at 1-800-959-4261. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. At Amberin, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes. And you can lose pounds of stubborn extra weight in just weeks with Amberin weight loss. Right now, through this special radio offer, you can get a 100% risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-959-4261 now. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberin hotline today. Hurry. This limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-959-4261. That's 1-800-959-4261. Again, 1-800-959-4261.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Danica.
And Johnson.
We are live 7 nights a week on Free Talk Live. If you can believe that, we do it from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And it doesn't... Honestly, it doesn't matter if you're listening to the show, say, delayed broadcast, and we're not live at the time you're listening on your radio station. You can call in from 7 to 10 and bring up whatever it is you want to bring up, and then hear yourself on the radio later. Or if you just want to go get the archive from freetalklive.com, the last 7 days where the show's right there for you to go and listen to and download and do whatever you want. Get your call, cut it up, put it on YouTube for people. I don't know. It's up to you. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. If you want to reach people about the ideas of liberty, do it from the back of your car with stickers from libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people. Depending on how much you drive, you could do that thousand a month, thousands a week, honestly. Where do you drive and how often do you drive? With a bumper sticker, you can let them know what it is you're thinking. You know, people really like to read bumper stickers, and especially if you've got some that are attention-grabbing, like they are from libertystickers.com. Go check them out. There's a wide selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. It's libertystickers.com. We've been talking about a couple of things here. First off, the first ever prosecutor convicted of wrongful conviction. And the second is this video from the Colbert Report about Free Keen. And we got James in Arizona calling in about it. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Speaking of Comedy Central, hey, Johnson, can't you take a joke? After all, you are one. And speaking of lying, last time I spoke to you on Free Talk Live, several months ago, you had this loser of his religion, Brett Fernoy, who called a hero of mine racist, and he called Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity racist. But I'm thinking, well, the three of them often have men of color co-host or guest host their programs. But that doesn't matter to Brett Fernoy. people like you, Mark.
It doesn't matter to me if Brett's not on the show.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to answer that because I offered
Are you
Johnson
reading
100,000. No, I'm speaking off the top, speaking from the cuff, Johnson. And that was when I
offered. Really? It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you're reading. Your delivery is terrible.
Oh, yeah, I know, and so are you as a human being. But I offered your audience $100,000.
Zing!
Zing! I'm reading that. Zinger! I offered your audience $100,000 to have anything, any of those, Dennis Prager said that was racist. I yet to hear from any of your loser audience. Just like Mark.
Why do you mumble so much?
I'm not mumbling, but I don't like any of you, especially you.
So why do you call in all the time? You don't have anything better to do with your life?
Why don't you ever ask anybody else that question? Why don't you ever ask anybody else that question?
What do you do with your life, Whit? What do you do with your life?
Don't call me Whit.
I'm curious. What do you do with your life? What do you do that's useful?
Why don't you ever ask other people those questions? I just call in to clear the
Because you're the one who's so negative that you're spending all your time calling a show with people you don't like.
Losers.
Oh, we're losers. Wait,
about you losers.
Wait a minute. What are we doing right now? We're actually doing something with our lives that's productive and, you know, like actually like working a job. But what are you doing? You're calling into a radio show you don't like. That's how you spend your time, dude. And you're calling us losers? Really? Really?
Fat boy, I'll answer the question. You three and the rest of the people in the dope den that you're in right now are hugely destructive to the liberty movement that I have always been a member of. You guys are hugely destructive.
But racism is really conducive to it, right? Hatred and bigotry, that's what's conducive. National Socialism.
Brett Fenoy called Dennis Prager a racist. If he called him that to me in my presence, I'd deck the freaking skinny white boy. And he would never call anybody a racist ever again, like
James.
That boy you are. Johnson.
James. Do you
Gee, nobody can win with you. You're either a skinny white boy or a fat white boy. What are you going to do?
No, you are a fat boy, and there's
Do you think that
you know what people know about what
boy.
You look like?
Let
Nothing.
Let me ask a question here, please.
You're nobody.
What do you think that? Do you think Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are part of the Liberty Movement?
No, I don't listen to their shows, but I know they're not racist.
Well, I don't know whether they're racist or not, and I didn't make the claim, but thank you for the call. 855-450-3733.
I just wanted to see how mad I could get him.
Well, it's not hard. He calls in mad.
I know.
I don't know. So, anyway, going on with this video from the Colbert Report on the Free Keen antics, and I really feel this thing is, you know, like it's... A lot of Americans get their news from shows like The Daily Show and The Colbert Report, right?
And Reddit.
And, well, Reddit is would probably be a pretty good news source. If you're reading your news, you're not the person I'm worried about. Okay? I'm talking about vapid 20 and 30-somethings that watch The Colbert Report and, you know, The Daily Show and feel as though they now understand an issue. I'm not saying that these shows don't do a really good job of sticking a fine point on the issue sometimes, but sometimes they're really one-sided. Now, the only time I think they do a good job is when I agree. Maybe that's it, but that's a problem because they didn't come even close to presenting two sides in this circumstance. They call the people of Free Keen, of which I am not. A bunch of douchebags and a-holes and whatever it is, jerks and a whole variety of things. And you can go see the video at, I've got it on the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. But it's actually available at freekeen.com, too. You can just look there for it. It's under Hilarious Colbert Report Video Lampoons Free Keen. And it takes all the worst parts of the last 4 years? How long have they been doing Robin Hooding? A long time.
Yeah, a long time.
And they stick it into like 3 seconds and suggest that this is how the Robin Hooders deal with the meter maids. And I just don't know exactly how you're supposed to, if you want to change your government, how are you supposed to do that? Because I can tell you, I've gone to the city of Keene and tried to get things changed, and they didn't care anything about what I did.
Right.
So the Robin Hooders are taking what they call direct action to do something about parking in Keene. Now, you may or may not agree with their methods, but I would suggest that their methods are probably the most effective way to change how things are done in Parking and Keene. Parking and Keene runs in the red. It is a program that cannot pay for itself. They walk around putting tickets on people's car, demanding money from them, and they can't make that pay for itself. That only the government could fail at that. They'll put a ticket on your car when there's an empty space right next to it. So they're not managing the availability of spaces. They're just handing out tickets. And I find this to be, you know, really inefficient as a way to manage parking. And I don't really know what else they could do to solve this problem. Now, a lot of people have moved here because of the direct action for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, because of this direct action. And I think that's valuable, too. I suggest the Colbert Report doesn't like the Liberty Movement, and they wish to lampoon them and use their availability, you know, the fact that they want to be on TV or whatever it is. I wouldn't have done this as a way to just try to disparage libertarians. Democrats tend to be pretty scared of the Liberty Movement right now because they see that the Republicans are dying off. Social conservatism isn't an issue that's going to carry the day. So they're worried about fiscal conservatism, which is essentially what the Liberty Movement is. And I'm calling conspiracy theory. What do you guys think?
I think that maybe that's partially true, but I think one of the other things that I don't know. I guess what bothers me about the reaction to this Colbert Report video is not so much the general public. I'm not so worried about that. What I'm worried about is the infighting within the Liberty community itself. There's just so much hand-wringing, and one of the things that I feel like I was more concerned about image before, and the more I've experienced of hand-wringing and every little bit of activism being criticized by certain folks, and Mark, you're probably guilty of this too, you know, being one of the criticizers.
I've criticized people in the past. You know, I'm not criticizing this. But I've got to say, when I saw this video, I felt victimized, and I felt like I didn't, you know, I felt like I wish these people with whom I'm associated would not make me look this way.
See, and I've gotten, I guess I'm to the point of where I feel like that feeling or whatever is nonsense. I've gotten more exposure to finding more people who are seeing through the nonsense and the lies that I'm really starting to get. Like, Ian's right about this hand-wringing.
Let's talk about this. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-453.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.